Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago on Capitol Hill.
This is the seventh in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House of Representatives impeachment inquiry.
That's the chairman of the House Intelligence Panel, Adam Schiff, opening the hearing. Today's witnesses include Fiona Hill and David Holmes. Hill is a former official with the National Security Council, while Holmes is a counselor for political affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. Yesterday, the same committee heard from European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who insisted that, quote, everyone was in the loop in a quid pro quo involving Ukraine. Democratic presidential candidates were making pitches for health care at a debate in Atlanta last night, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said she would lower the cost of prescription drugs, while Vermont's Bernie Sanders said America's current system is cruel and dysfunctional. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790, and for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Some highlights now from last night's Democratic presidential debate in Atlanta.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I'm not only running to defeat Donald Trump, I am running to prepare for the day that begins when Donald Trump has left office, to launch the era that must come after Trump. That era must be characterized not by exclusion, but by belonging.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Let's defeat the divisiveness of Donald Trump. Come together and usher in a 21st century of racial harmony, of racial justice, peace, inclusion, and true equality. Working side by side, let's make Dr. King's dream our reality.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
I will lead an administration that will look like America. We'll end the divisiveness brought by Trump and bring us together.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved a bill that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. The committee is sending the bill to the full House on a bipartisan vote of 24 to 10. It would let states decide whether to legalize pot. Amnesty International says Facebook and Google's surveillance of billions of people around the world threatens human rights and free expression. The human rights organization saying in a new report that the tech giants need to change their business models and stop relying on people's information. The report says Google controls 90% of worldwide search engine usage, and one-third of everyone on Earth uses a Facebook-owned service every day. City leaders in Fresno, California, asking people to donate to a GoFundMe page to raise $500,000 for the victims of last Sunday's mass shooting. And Oprah and some of America's biggest celebrities are going on a wellness tour together. Oprah's 2020 Vision Tour of 9 cities will kick off on January 4th with Lady Gaga in Florida. In February, Oprah will team up with former First Lady Michelle Obama in Brooklyn, New York. And by February's end, she'll sit down with Jennifer Lopez for an event in Denver. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our purpose, and we appreciate that you're joining in on the good fight to get this country back on track. After all, this is the government up for by we the people, and yes, we're paying for this. Even, you know, the hearings that are driving us out of our skull. I got to tell you, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, you can hear him laughing in the background here, joins us. He's the author of American Amnesia, and I think maybe we need amnesia right now. Now, you know, my thought is, Jerry, as I'm watching some of these guys, particularly the guys, they look like something from Men in Black 2, 3, 4, and 5, all the sequels put together, because they're all dressed the same way, and I'm thinking, all we need is that forget spray or something they could spray out into the audience to make us forget this this nightmare that we're being subjected to.
Yeah, and I think in the big picture of things, it's really sad to abuse the rightful, legitimate political process for dealing with, you know, a rogue actor when it comes to, like, a president, for example, that he abuses his power in government, and to use that because basically you don't agree with him politically. And that's the way I feel this. Devin Nunes, who's a real hero in this whole thing, as well as Jim Jordan. But Devin Nunes, who sits right next to Adam Schiff, and he's a Republican from California, congressman. I think that there's very few of them. Mm-hmm. Republicans from California right now.
Well, yeah, because they've all been either, you know, through one shenanigan or another, the latest of which was ballot harvesting. They got rid of all the – well, they've done it in the state. I mean, this is a one-party state in California. I mean, the only reason they have Republicans there are to empty the trash cans.
Yeah. But anyway, so Devin Nunes, though, he's a real hero through this whole thing. But he basically said, look, this whole thing is essentially the Ukraine, you know, alleged scandal and so forth, quid pro quo and all this stuff. It's basically the, you know, second phase of the Mueller investigation.
Right.
So in other words, for 2.5 to almost 3 years, we heard nothing but, you know, oh, Trump colluded with the Russians. That's how he became the president. And then at the end of the day, there was no smoking gun. There was no evidence for that. And the next day, the day after the Mueller investigation just totally fizzed out with him himself.
Right.
Bob Mueller, you know, testifying. I felt sorry for the guy. I really did. It's like, it's kind of a sad thing. You know, here's a distinguished American serving his country for years, and this is how it all ends up. But
it was like watching Willie Mays drop fly balls in center field, you know?
Yeah, but the very next day, then the left finds some other cause to try and essentially undo the votes of 63 million Americans. Mm-hmm. I mean,
exactly.
Look, if you don't like Trump, don't vote for him, and you know, actively encourage people to vote for whoever is going to, you know, run against him next year.
Somebody that's going to find more jobs and a better operation and, you know, trade with China and all that, right? And seal our borders.
Well, right, but I mean, my point, though, is that they are abusing. They are abusing the power of the federal government in this whole impeachment thing. Now, somebody could say, well, this is, in a sense, payback for what happened to Bill Clinton 20 years ago and so forth. I've heard even some people say that kind of thing, and I think, but there was a sense in which what Bill Clinton did that was so bad was lying under oath, which is perjury.
Right.
And, you know, the subject was related to sex, so therefore people are like, well, you can excuse it since it's about sex, you know, but it's like, well, lying under oath is lying under oath. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but what
I think you bring up a good point here, Jerry, is that, you know, there should be some discernment. Maybe there was a better way, and I'm not sure that at the end of the day we concluded a better way to handle the Bill Clinton situation, because humanity being what it is, I mean, we've had sex in the Oval Office issues forever. I mean, come on, let's be real here. So you've got to be able to look at it in such a way. Was there a better way to handle the Bill Clinton issue as opposed to impeachment? Because you didn't get him. I mean, yes, you filed for impeachment, but he wasn't convicted. So we went through that at what expense? And now here it is in this deal, by comparison, I believe, fairly minor. And I think another thing that Devin Nunes brought up very clearly, because he's a businessman, and guys like us who have been in business understand when you enter into the realm of petty office politics, and this is what it smacks of. And he called it right out and said, this is a human resource issue. This needs to be handled. You have, this is why you have human resources, so you can have people vent, their offenses and whatever they believe, and see if you can get resolution. You do not come to Congress and impeach the President of the United States over a human resource issue.
Yeah, they are absolutely abusing the power of the government. They're abusing the Constitution in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really tragic. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's sort of like saying, well, if a citizen, Trump ran as a citizen, he had never even been a dog catcher, he had never been a governor, he had never served as a congressman or senator, you know, he never served in any kind of political office directly before he became president of the United States. And so those career politicians, you know, that didn't like him, that so many of them are out to get him. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, from before he even became the president, before he was even voted in as president, there were attempts to try and, in effect, impeach him and so forth. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. The guy doesn't get a fair shake. I mean, you know, and you... I will say, sometimes I wish he would pick up and read or reread How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Carnegie, there is a sense in which you get what you put out.
Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow. If you're rude to other people, they might turn around and be rude to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's some truth to that. Mm-hmm. But I think in the big picture of things, he still won. And, you know, despite all the rough edges around the guy, he has done a lot of good things for the country and continues to do that. And I think this is a witch hunt.
Right.
And it's a sad day. But I think, to me, it's symptomatic of that whole thesis I bring out in my book, American Amnesia, that America at this point has forgotten God.
Mm,
and
yes.
God is the reason we even exist as a country. Mm-hmm. If you look at, for example, what George Washington said in his first inaugural address, he said no people should be more grateful than the people of the United States to God, because at every step that we tried to become an independent nation, he helped us to do so. And so I think we're suffering from forgetting God and reaping the consequences.
And you're exactly right. We're delusional if we think that the American idea happened under the authority of man and by man's handling and raw abilities. It was impossible. And none other than the President of the United States, our first President of the United States, and the Founding Fathers understood, because time and again you heard their utterances, and in their notes they gave credit to divine providence. They knew it could not have been done without the hand of God clearly upon this great American idea. Dr. Jerry Newcomb continues with us on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting a billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
See, that's what you call a quid pro quo. And Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us. Jerry, you know, this is what astounds me. And I've spoken with people there in the Beltway, and they said, Bill, you got to understand, that soundbite, a majority of the people in D.C., they've not heard that soundbite. That is totally foreign to them. Most of America, Main Street America, has heard the soundbite, and we will continue to play it here on this radio show because people need to be aware of what this is all about and Hunter Biden and some of the other stuff, the complications that get into it. But really what it is pointing to after everything is all said and done is we've got serious corruption here in River City.
Yes, we do. I mean, Trump is being vilified for allegedly, you know, interfering with Ukraine in their politics to try and get after his political opponent, Joe Biden. And the real bad guy was Biden and his son for getting all this money. You know, the other day I was joking, but I was thinking, wow, I missed my calling. This guy, Hunter Biden, got $50,000 a month? Yeah. He didn't even have to do anything just for being on the board, you know.
You just have to be the son. You have to have the last right name. You got the last right name, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Biden, and all goes well for you, whether it's Ukraine or China or God only knows how many other tentacles are out there, right?
Exactly. So anyway, to talk about corruption, I mean, that's where the real corruption is. This reminds me of that decision made about a week ago or less than a week ago against the undercover journalist, David Dalyden.
Exactly.
And his team that showed, look, Planned Parenthood is trafficking human baby body parts for profit. They're doing this in their abortion clinics. And he was the messenger, and people didn't like the message, so they shot the messenger instead
exactly.
of, you know, saying, hey, Planned Parenthood, maybe you shouldn't be taking human beings and you know, slicing them open and so forth in order to...
By the way, that is already against... That's established that it's against the law, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just they're, you know, I'm reminded of what Isaiah says. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could, Bill, earlier in the program, you were saying something about the, you know, immorality.
Yes. And I want to get back to that. I was just going to segue into that because what this all speaks of is our moral integrity. And how does it line up? Forget about what people say. Forget about if it's blue dresses, laissez-faire doesn't mean anything, or whatever, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and do all that. You know, that doesn't matter. What is our North Star? What is the standard for integrity and ethics and morality? It is God and His Word, and if anything that deviates from that deviates us from truth.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you can find this from time immemorial in the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
God says what is right. God says what is wrong. Who's to say that something is right or who's to say that something is wrong? Well, God is. Mm-hmm. That's the answer.
Good answer.
And, you know, but if you look at the example with, you were saying earlier that, you know, there is an issue of immorality among some of the presidents, sexual immorality and so forth, long before, let's say, Bill Clinton, because that's what we were talking about specifically. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly some truth to that, but it's also true, I would be shocked. Honestly, I would be shocked to find out that, let's say, Ronald Reagan cheated on Nancy when he was president, or that Coolidge did that on his wife, or that
Jimmy Carter, you know,
Jimmy Carter, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, people who follow after God and really try to do the right thing and try to live according to His standards. Of course, none of us are perfect. This is why Jesus Christ died on behalf of sinners, to pay the price for us so we can go to heaven when we believe in him. But in the meantime, once you're redeemed, he gives you the strength and the power through his Holy Spirit to live and obey him. And adultery is wrong, and right. We know it's wrong because God's word says so. And plus, you know, adultery is not just a private sin. In fact, I once wrote a column called this, Playboy Ethics, Puritan Consequences. Mm. And the point of the idea was, is that some people can just, you know, they think they can just do whatever they want to, you know, sexually and so forth. And I was talking about politicians, by the way.
Right.
It was the Anthony Weiner case that sponsored or that spawned that particular column. But the idea is that still, since this is our Father's world, this is God's world, you reap what you sow. I don't care what you think about it. I don't care what your morality is. You will reap what you sow because this is the world that God has placed us in. And there will be consequences to adultery. Even if you get away with something and you're not caught doing
exactly.
something, even if it's only at the beginning of the next life when you stand before God, and Jesus says to you, you know, either come, welcome, or he says to you, depart from me, you wicked one. I never knew you. Mm-hmm. You know, get out. And that's it. So yeah. Anyway, we reap what we sow, and
exactly.
this culture needs to hear that. Needs to hear it every day.
Yeah, Jerry, look what happened after. We just use Clinton as an example. He ignited a revolution that was incredible. In fact, I can't remember the authors, but they wrote a book. It was loaded with anecdotes. And it wasn't from everyday Americans. This is from the church. This is from the kids of our church, okay? And what they were saying about their idea of sex. And remember Bill Clinton said, hey, I didn't have sex with that woman. Well, by all traditions and understanding, what he experienced with Monica Lewinsky was sex. But he bifurcated it and used some sort of hairline plausible deniability and called it something else. And the effect was it infected the rest of our kids because our kids started thinking, okay, unless, you know, A goes into B, that's not sex. Everything else we can do because sex is only this because the leader of the free world, the president of the United States, has defined sex for us and, you know, all hell broke loose. And people need to understand, to your point, the consequences. I go back.
Yeah.
Let's go back Old Testament. You have, on the other side, you have a king who calls his queen out and she says, I ain't coming. And so all the wise men came and he said, what do I do? You know, the queen says she's not coming out. She's making, they go, whoa, 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 whoa. You better take a stand. Because if you don't, we're going to go home and our wives are going to start giving us this stuff. Because you're the king. And if this can be done to you, it's going to be done to us. Conversely, to your point, where were the women that failed to be an outrage over what happened in the White House? The women should have come out en masse saying, this ain't going to happen, because if we allow the President of the United States to get away scot-free, what is it telling our husbands? That they can go and have an affair as long as they're, you know, providing and putting food on the table and doing all these good things for us. We just suck it up and we tolerate adultery. Does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't make sense. And again, we're suffering for the consequences by disregarding God's rules and explicitly disobeying them.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that the women did not come out in mass here. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense that the women would not, using that logic?
One of them was a writer for Time magazine, and she said she herself would go and do for Bill Clinton what Monica Lewinsky had done. She said it in a much more crude way.
Right.
Because he's pro-abortion. So in other words, there were a lot that were so in favor of Clinton, regardless of what he had done, because he was pro-abortion.
And here we are.
I think, yeah,
here we are.
We're reaping what we sow.
Without a doubt. And you got David DeLeiden. You got David DeLeiden calling him out for it. He's in jail. And the people who actually committed the crime, they're out scot-free, raising money and opening up buildings now in Florida, in Port St. Lucie, oh, by the way. Dr. Jerry Newcomb on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jerry.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested food, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago on Capitol Hill.
This is the seventh in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House of Representatives impeachment inquiry.
That's the chairman of the House Intelligence Panel, Adam Schiff, opening the hearing. Today's witnesses include Fiona Hill and David Holmes. Hill is a former official with the National Security Council, while Holmes is a counselor for political affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. Yesterday, the same committee heard from European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who insisted that, quote, everyone was in the loop in a quid pro quo involving Ukraine. Democratic presidential candidates were making pitches for health care at a debate in Atlanta last night, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said she would lower the cost of prescription drugs, while Vermont's Bernie Sanders said America's current system is cruel and dysfunctional. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Always having time to spend time with you and share a part of your day is an honor and a pleasure. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The big question of the day is, have you reviewed your Medicare plan, all right? You know, Medicare open enrollment ends soon, like December the 7th. And the Deputy Regional Administrator at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Region 9 out of the San Francisco office, we got her up early, Kate Cotsburn is with us, and we're going to talk more about this in just a moment. So as I mentioned, you have only until December the 7th, that is when open enrollment is wrapped up, to make any changes to your 2020 plan. Medicare's new Plan Finder makes it easy, by the way, to review and compare Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. Plan Finder provides a personalized experience to help you learn about different options and select the coverage plan that best meets your needs. Even if you're happy with your current Medicare coverage, comparing plans pay. Let me tell you, every year Medicare health plans change in cost, coverage, and participating providers. You might find something that better fits your needs, or you may be able to save on prescriptions and other costs. Now, if you miss this December 7th deadline, you will likely have to wait a full year before you can make changes to your plan. So you get the point here, right? December 7th is when it comes to an end, and Kate Kunchborn is with us. Kate, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's nice to be here.
Well, always good. And, of course, again, we remind everybody, December the 7th, act now. And as many people are finding out because of the changes from last year to this year, there are some positive opportunities. And it's in your best interest to make sure that you talk to someone during this open enrollment period, right?
That is very true. The plans do change. Premiums change. Formularies change. Formularies, the list of drugs that are covered. And in my experience, and I've been doing this for, 15 years now, it always pays. It always pays to look.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, when I was reading that, I was going, yeah, that's been my experience as well every year. It's like added benefits and, you know, we get better advantages. So, Medicare beneficiaries need to, do this. They need to make the call during open enrollment, right?
That is correct. An open enrollment runs from October 15 to December 7. And so right now is the time to do it.
So who can actually participate in Medicare open enrollment?
Anybody who has Medicare, Medicare Part A, Part B, now is the time, and we're very excited about our new plan finder. We've had a computer system in place for years that's helped us, but we've made some big adjustments to it this year. So it's a lot easier for people to compare different kinds of plans and to think about what kind of coverage they need. And now's the time of year to just sit down and think of what might have changed between this year and last year. I know in my own experience, I do this for my mom and all of her friends every year, and as they get older, things change, and there could be a hospitalization or a stay in a rehab facility or, you know, all sorts of changes like that, and every one of those things makes a difference when you're thinking about what kind of medical coverage you need.
See, I like the way you roll, Kate. I mean, instead of a Tupperware party for the girls, you get them all together, we're having a Medicare new plan finder party. What do you think, huh?
That is exactly right. Ours is scheduled for the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. What a great idea. And I'm glad you brought up the plan finder, because I'm becoming more and more aware. But explain to our audience about the plan finder and how it works.
Sure. If you go to our website, medicare.gov, the big button you see right now is compare 2020 plans. And that takes you to a tool where you can put in personalized information and you can see all of the plans that are available to you, and you can compare things based on your needs. And I know that this can sound kind of daunting for some people because, like, computers, but there are lots of ways that you can get help with this, because either you can do it yourself or there are lots of different community resources that can help you. Sometimes even your doctor's office might have some information about where you can go. And you can also call us at 1-800-MEDICARE and we'll walk through it with you if you're not comfortable using that plan finder yourself. Yeah. In addition, there is a wonderful resource in California called HICAP, Health Insurance Counseling and Assistance Program. That is a group, it's a nonprofit that is staffed by volunteers who are mostly Medicare beneficiaries themselves, and so they know what they're talking about, and they can help you with that as well. You can make appointments or speak to them over the phone, and I'm going to give you their phone number now, and for those of you who aren't sitting there with the pen, I'll do it at the end of the interview as well. But
good.
The HICAP number is 1-800-434-0222.
Okay. 800-434-0222. That is the number for HICAP. You know, and this is the thing that I love about this whole process, Kate, is that, I mean, over the years we've learned so much. It is so user-friendly anymore in getting, getting to the point. It's not just, just go to the website, figure it out on your own. I mean, you can actually pick up a phone and talk to a humanoid. and say, help me out.
We always try. Yes. I was just at an event this last weekend, an open enrollment event that was sponsored by a pharmacy school here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And so they had student pharmacists and student nurses and student doctors all there with computers helping people sign up for plans. It was pretty awesome to see that kind of community engagement, and we see this all across the country.
Well, that's great. And I imagine as they're walking away, they probably feel this sense of relief, like, I've got that covered. It maybe took a little bit of concentration and focus, but I feel better, and I'm excited that, you know, look, I didn't know about silver sneakers before, but I got a gym I can go to and other services that they'll pick me up and take me to my doctor's visits and, you know, all kinds of things that are available for just the right plan that fits your needs, as you say.
That's right. And that's one of the things about the new plan finder is that we've made it easier to compare not just prescription drug plans that cover only your pharmaceutical stuff. We also have Medicare Advantage plans that are full coverage medical plans that are, you know them as HMOs and PPOs. Mm-hmm. Those are in the system too, and you can do side-by-side comparisons between those plans or amongst those plans, and you can also do comparisons between Medicare Advantage plans and prescription drug plans so you can really dig down into what is going to be the best thing for you and the best thing that will fit your needs.
Exactly. She's a Deputy Regional Administrator at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Region 9 in the San Francisco office. Kate Kortzberg is with us and helping us understand, you know, open enrollment, what it's all about, the advantages, and to, you know, kind of tap down the intimidation. We understand it can be, especially the first time in and signing up, it can be a bit intimidating. But I think we're getting a little bit, you know, more used to it, if I can say, Kate. And we're getting better each year at it as participants in the program.
I absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. So again, we just want to remind everybody, it's coming to an end, and it's important that you act now, ask questions, so, you know, you're not treating this like, you know, your annual term paper or something, and going, oh, I should have put in time earlier. So you've been well warned, and this way it allows for, you know, for you to get your questions answered, not feel like you're in a rush, and the services are there, and, you know, again, you know, the way the team is working on behalf of the American people and those that have the benefit. I mean, it's all positive, and it's there, you know, to make it work for you, right?
Yes, it is, and I'd like to just finish up by saying December 7th, that's your deadline. You can go to Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE, and if you want local help in California, it's the HICAP at 1-800-434-0222.
Kate Kortzberg, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Kate, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Bill.
Have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Is a dancing popcorn just cannot start off on the right foot, Steve. Well, I'm telling you, it's a mess. It's actually embarrassing, I'm telling you. Hang with us.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes, we are live, and so is Steve Evans from Hollywood, California. We're talking the movie capital of the world. And Ford versus Ferrari, numero uno, huh?
Oh, yeah, and this movie is so much fun. I had a chance to see it last weekend, and it is just a kick. It was number one, doing much better than they thought. It made about $31 million. We were thinking it was going to make about $24 million. The cinema score, the exit score, is A+.
Wow.
Once you, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
no, that's great.
You know, it just, you know, it harkens back to the kind of the golden age of cars in Southern California, the whole car culture thing. And I think you were around during that time, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you had Carroll Shelby down in the marina at his shop down there making these great cars for people like Steve McQueen. It was just the coolest. And this movie is all about that. Matt Damon, Christian Bale, Carroll Shelby's played by Matt Damon. And it's just fun. The music is great. The race scenes, I don't know.
I had a boss at a radio station. I worked in Southern California, and he collected classic cars. He had over 300 cars, Steve-O, in this building. It was unbelievable. And they were all pristine. Everything worked. I told people, I said, just like everybody in the radio station, everything has to be working. And such was the case for all his collection. Over 300 cars. It was just fantastic. He has since passed, but I'm sure he would have loved this movie.
Yeah,
he was the ultimate car guy, as you can imagine.
Well, I'll tell you, he must have had a Carroll. he must have had a Shelby Cobra. And if
yes, he did.
To have one of those these days, they go for big, big money. Like
right, exactly. He had one. In fact, he got a modern day version, and the first time out, he got a ticket.
As one does driving these cars.
Exactly.
It just, anyway, that was number one. I'd highly recommend it. We have Midway number two. Charlie's Angels, big disappointment, 8.4, about half what they thought was going to make. That right. That franchise may have run out of gas. We have Playing with Fire was number four, and Last Christmas rounding out the top five. We'll get set for some big, big
exactly.
numbers.
Oh, by the way, I did get a chance to see Midway. I'm running a little bit. I'm running a week behind here, so forgive me. But I loved the movie. It was really well done. It gives you some insight. And of course, interesting thing that we're talking about Midway. And I interviewed the author Lou Paper of In the Cauldron, and that talks about the whistleblower of World War II, which kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of the intelligence officer who is featured in this movie. But it didn't mention the whistleblower that is written in the book by Lou Paper, In the Cauldron. And same idea. I mean, he's telling D.C. and he's telling the President of the United States, we got problems here in River City. You know, the Japanese ain't liking this stuff. And you got to understand, and they would not listen to him, and here we are, you know.
Well, that's on the list. I want to see it because
exactly. You'll enjoy it.
A big movie, an epic sort of a movie.
Right.
Speaking of big movies, we have Frozen 2 opening up this weekend, and it is going to be huge. You may remember Frozen, the original, coming out in 2013, which went on, by the way, to make about $1.3 billion worldwide, highest-grossing animated film at the time. It won a couple Academy Awards, Best Animated Feature, Best Original Song, Let It Go.
Yes.
My wife, she volunteers at a kindergarten class, and these kids still are singing. They love that song.
Let It Go. Exactly. Yeah, we have it as one of our bumpers, too, you know, so we've got to have that.
And she's a little tired of it at this point, but they love it, and this movie's going to be big. About 78% are recommending this. Why was Elsa born with magical powers? The answer is calling her and threatening her kingdom. Together with Anna, Kristoff, Olaf, and Sven, she'll set out on a dangerous but remarkable journey in Frozen. Elsa feared her powers. In Frozen, rather, she feared her powers were too much for the world, and in Frozen 2, she must hope that they are enough. Kristen Bell, Jonathan Groff, Idina Menzel, it's a great cast. It will be big. They think, well, it's just about how much money it's going to make this weekend. They think between 125 and 150 million just in North America. So
wow.
Away we
Huge.
Go.
Very good.
Another movie opening up this weekend, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
I am so excited.
Has seen this movie?
Yes. Yes, I have. And more than once, as a matter of fact, I love this movie. Highly recommend you pack up the kids and your own neighbors. And you will be reminded it is, in fact, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And that you'll capture the love and kindness of Fred Rogers. Really special movie.
97% are recommending this. And you know, when I looked at this, I saw the trailer. I thought, well, you know, how's this going to work? And then I saw Tom Hanks, and I think that he is probably one of the rare individuals who can really pull this off. And I think he really does. He portrays Mr. Rogers. And this is a story of kindness triumphing over cynicism based on a true story of a real-life friendship between Fred Rogers and a journalist. And after this jaded magazine writer, played by Matthew Reese, is assigned a profile of Rogers, he overcomes his skepticism, learning about empathy, kindness, and decency from America's most beloved neighbor.
You will be blessed. And I interviewed Tom Janot, and so we've been playing that interview a couple of times, reminding everybody. Also, the writers, it was interesting because I asked him. I said, "Okay, guys, you guys are doing the script and everything. Who did you think was going to play?" And I said, "Well, all along we had only hoped it would have been Tom Hanks, but we never thought in a million years." And then when the director came in, she asked us. She goes, "Well, who did you have in mind to play Mr. Rogers?" Rogers. He said, "Well, I mean, as a matter of fact, Tom Hanks, but there's no way he's going to do it." She picks up the phone. She goes, "Well, let's give him a call. Let's find out." And so she calls him right there. She calls him right there on the spot. And he goes, "Well, I guess I should play Mr. Rogers." And these guys, can you imagine? I mean, the last thing they thought could ever happen is Tom Hanks would play the role of Fred Rogers, and their jaws are on the tabletop. They just cannot believe what happened.
As you would, as if anybody could pick up the phone and just dial him,
Yes,
wild.
Exactly. Great story.
Yeah, well, it's going to be big this weekend. And I think, well, this is, we have to realize this is the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So all these movies are going to be running again over the long Thanksgiving weekend. So, right, like I say, I think we're going to see some big numbers.
Exactly.
Another movie here called 21 Bridges, which has a great cast, but isn't getting great reviews. It's starring Chadwick Boseman. Now, I've been a big fan of his for a long time. Of course, he was Jackie Robinson in 42. He was James Brown in Get On Up, Thurgood Marshall in Marshall. He was Black Panther, one of the biggest movies of all time. And in this movie, he plays a detective, but they're saying the cast, well, the script doesn't quite live up to the high-powered cast that they have in this particular film. This is called 21 Bridges. It follows this embattled NYPD detective played by Chadwick, who is thrust into a citywide manhunt for a pair of cop killers after uncovering a massive and unexpected conspiracy. And as this night unfolds, lines become blurred on who he's pursuing and who's in pursuit of him. And when the search intensifies, extreme measures are taken to prevent the killers from escaping Manhattan as authorities close all 21 bridges to prevent any entry or exit from the iconic island, thus the name of the movie, 21 Bridges, 40% recommending. Hey, I tell you, I don't want to rain on the parade. Check out the trailer. It may be for you, and especially it could be for you if you're a Chadwick Boseman fan.
Exactly, and if you'd love to see, you know, some New York scenery,
yes,
of which there's plenty.
Yes, it is.
Of course.
Sienna Miller and also J.K. Simmons also in that one. Another movie which is getting good reviews, 90% recommending Dark Waters. Now, this is starring Mark Ruffalo. You may remember, I think it was back in 2013, Spotlight. He was in that movie. And this, there, a lot of people are comparing this movie to that one. This isn't about a team of investigators. Mark is pretty much on his own in this one, but he plays a corporate defense attorney taking on an environmental lawsuit against a chemical company that exposes a lengthy history of pollution. This is inspired by a true story, yet this tenacious attorney, played by Mark, uncovering a dark secret that connects a growing number of unexplained deaths due to one of the world's largest corporations. Yet in the process, he risks everything, his future, family, and his own life to expose the truth. Also starring Anne Hathaway, Tim Robbins also in this one, 90% recommending Dark
Great
Waters.
Story. Great story.
Yeah, looks good. I want to see it. We have a doc here which is really interesting. It's called Citizen K. Now, this is about a guy by the name of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and he was the wealthiest man in Russia, and he rocketed to prosperity and prominence in the 1990s after the fall of the Soviet Union. Then he served a decade in prison and became an unlikely martyr for the anti-Putin movement. Now, this is a very interesting character. 100% are recommending this. He spent 10 years in prison. Today he lives in exile in London, and he continues to speak out against Putin's two-decade stranglehold on power. I'm not sure how he's still alive. But
exactly. Wow. And that he could even rocket to such wealth. I mean, because we know, I mean, that's what you have in Russia. That's their economy. It's all polarized. You're either, you know, you're Putin, an oligarch, or you're just one of the plebs.
Well, he made his money right after the fall, and a lot of those oligarchs did. When the fall of the Soviet Union, it was chaos, and what all of that was during the dissolution of the USSR, he was able to amass this fortune. But then his fortunes changed, as they say. We have a movie here called When Lambs Become Lions. This has been big on the festival circuit, 89% recommending. In the Kenyan bush, you got a small-time ivory dealer fights to stay on top while forces mobilize to destroy his trade. When he turns to his younger cousin, a conflicted wildlife ranger who hasn't been paid in months, they both see a possible lifeline. This is about a very complex situation in Africa, where, of course, I am against poaching like most everybody is.
Yes.
A lot of these people are just trying to stay alive, and it is quite it's a complex situation. 89% recommend.
Yeah, you don't know unless you're there, right?
Yeah.
If you're the one trying to feed your family and survive, you're going to do what it takes. You know, this is the opportunity that we have, I think, as a world community, is to be able to interfere with that kind of, you know, natural reaction for survival. We need to raise them to a level above that so they're not having to go and be involved with poaching. Steve Evans, he's the movie guy, live from Hollywood every week, giving us an update on what's hot and what's not. And Steve-O, as always, man, we'll see you at the Cineplex. You know, large popcorn, the usual. Light on the butter. We'll see you there.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.